Good morning. Pockets of sleet and freezing rain have been common overnight across interior New York and New England, so some slippery travel likely, especially in mountain valleys where temperatures remain in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Other locations have climbed slightly above freezing, and we're seeing just plain rain showers. Either way, leave yourself some extra time this morning because there could be a few slick spots, especially the first step out the front door. All of this is a part of a big storm system which is rolling across the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes. Showers will be persistent through the morning drive and turn into a steadier rain as temperatures start to climb through the 30s and into the 40s. Also with this system, the wind has increased overnight and it will become even more gusty as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. At times, the wind could gust over 40, even 50 miles per hour, and across the higher terrain, wind gusts could reach up to 60 to 65 miles per hour. This will produce more rain and perhaps even some thunderstorms and heavier bursts as the system pivots through the region with upper-level support. The system will start to wind down a bit later on after dark tonight. Still, rain showers are possible during the overnight hours as temperatures come back down into the 30s. On the backside of the system for the day tomorrow, skies will be mostly cloudy. It will be breezy, though the wind out of the west will come down to about 20 miles per hour, and we still run the risk at a few rain or snow showers. With this system still pivoting through on Wednesday, we run the risk of a rain shower, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 50. Another disturbance will head our way for the day on Thursday, and there's a good chance of rain again, maybe even some wet snow in the mountains, with high temperatures in the mid-40s. And on the backside of that system, it stays in the 40s with scattered rain and snow showers and a breeze out of the northwest on Friday. Finally, it looks like we'll have some drier weather in time for the weekend, and temperatures will bounce back into the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a closed upper-level low will swing across the west coast and move inland today. At the surface, the front will continue to move across the Great Basin and Intermountain West. Precipitation is expected from the northwest to central parts of California and eastward into the Rockies during the course of the day. High elevation snow is also expected today, with snowfall occurring along the Cascades and the Sierra Nevada mountains, in addition to the northern and central Rockies. By tomorrow, the upper level trough will shift eastward, and this will shift the precipitation across the high plains along with the northern and central plains. However, some lingering showers and high elevation snow will continue across the Cascades. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 12 degrees with a southeast wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and light rain, 33 degrees, the dew point 30, 89% relative humidity, west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, windy, with rain and thunderstorms near 60. Boston, windy with rain, thunderstorms possible in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature, 32, that's 16 degrees below normal. 0.15 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow, 2.4 inches of snow for the month, which is 0.8 of an inch above normal, and 77.3 inches for the season, which is 17.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 91, set in 2012, and the record low, 22, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m., sunset this evening 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and very windy with freezing rain and sleet this morning and rain this afternoon, highs in the 40s. Scattered showers tonight, some snow showers as well, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with some freezing rain this morning, but mainly rain, heavy at times through the afternoon, Thunderstorms possible as well, with highs in the 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy and very windy with pockets of freezing rain and sleet this morning, and rain heavy at times this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, highs near 50. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and very windy today with pockets of freezing rain and sleet this morning, and rain heavy at times this afternoon with the chance of a thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid-50s. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows back into the 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and very windy with some pockets of freezing rain and sleet this morning, and plain rain, heavy at times this afternoon with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 50s. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Scattered rain and snow showers mid-40s, just the risk of a shower Wednesday near 50. More rain likely on Thursday, perhaps some snow in the higher terrain mid-40s. Scattered rain and snow showers breezy on Friday mid-40s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.